Hello and welcome to another episode of the Never a Straight Answer podcast. The podcast aims to cover a wide range of topics from conspiracy theories to popular culture and news. I'm your host Gaz, and joining me in the studio, well, legend has it, he's the one who convinced the aliens to abduct the cows instead of probing him. I thought it was utterly ridiculous and bizarre. All I know is my epic co-host, Mr. Taylor!
Yeah! Hello, everybody! I'm Gabby Goldie!
Wait, woo!
Oh, yeah, I don't want to get probed. Fuck that.
Nah, you
send
don't
that
need
to the animals.
Yeah, it's too right, mate. It's like, get the cows.
Yeah.
Send them to an intergalactic barbecue.
Yeah, what's going on? I mean, you test animals before you test it on people, you know what I mean?
whoa.
Controversial. I know it's controversial on that.
Anyway, kicking off the show with controversy. Oh, he's got. Oh, right, okay. Yeah. The justification there, is high. Well, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
We've kicked straight off with some controversy.
Yeah.
Thank you and welcome to the show. And thank you for joining us for another episode. So whether you're a new listener or a repeat offender. Keep repeating. Thanks for welcome along for another episode. Come there.
Yeah.
There. I was like, do you know what? We need to get... organized.
Yeah.
sounds like we're fucking running some sort of Willy Wonka event in Glasgow.
I'm just blaming the weather. It's too bloody
Billy.
Cold at the minute.
I blame Billy.
We're
not talking about the Oompa Loompas this week. We have got a fascinating episode. Although I've got to say, we will be talking about that a bit later on in the show.
It's not
exclusively that content, but we will be talking about the shit show that was Willy's chocolate adventure. Probably one of the best things that have ever happened to the internet in a long, long while.
Yeah.
Well, that's coming up in the news. But we have got a great show tonight, because tonight we're going to be talking about a UFO incident that occurred in Chicago.
Ooh, yeah.
In 2006.
Yeah.
At O'Hare Airport. Yeah. I think it's an actual military airport, isn't it, as well?
I think it's a mix of both, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's it was very kind of... I remember this being on the news at the time.
Yeah, I recall. Yeah,
I recall kind of, like, the story breaking and whether there was, in fact, a UFO hovering over O'Hare Airport.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a lot of eyewitnesses. We're going to be talking about it a little bit later on in the show.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a brilliant case.
Yes.
And probably one of the most... witnessed in
recent years. Yeah.
But
definitely.
It's weird though, because even though there was witnesses, it was like, where's the evidence? There's a lot of kind of like suppression on this story as well,
a bit controversial. Yeah.
We'll be gonna go into that a little bit later on, like I say. It's a good episode this week.
It is.
But first, we're gonna ask you, what have you been up to this week, Mr. Taylor?
I've been catching up a little bit on, like, I've been relaxing a bit and catching up on a bit of Netflix.
Ooh, and what have you been watching?
I've caught up with Loki now. Apart from the last episode, I was falling asleep watching that, but
Good though. You need to watch that.
Yeah.
Loki's awesome, and definitely like one of those shows that I really got into. He's kind of like, I'd say...
And you know what? It's not even on Netflix.
It's on Disney Plus. Yeah, it's on Disney Plus. But like the Loki thing is probably one of the best things that the Marvel and Disney have done in recent years, especially with the TV shows.
Yeah.
And I think this is going to be like quite significant into what's going to happen
in the future of Marvel.
Yeah, so yeah. Loki's are definitely a good one to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been watching a Netflix show.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I've been watching a show called Manifest. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
I remember
yeah.
it being on, but it was during COVID and all the rest of it. So, like, there was kind of a lot of restrictions and things were kind of put back. And I kind of lost interest. I think I remember watching the first couple when it first came out.
Yeah.
That was so funny. Yeah. Well, that was writers' strikes. Yeah, right.
Yes.
So there was a similar thing. They had writers' strikes, and then that really kind of threw the series
into a bit of a
downward spiral, really.
Yeah,
it went skew-whiff.
It did.
But Manifest funny. Yeah, right.
Mm.
And I've devised several kind of like rather drinking games.
Yeah.
Or whatever you put, you know, whatever you want to do, really. But like, there's a few ways you can enjoy that show.
Yeah.
And enjoy it in a different way.
Like, oh, right, okay.
So basically, every time they say, we're all connected.
You have a drink.
Yeah.
And every time they say, I'm having a call-in,
right,
you have a drink.
You have two drinks, then.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, I do.
By the end of that episode, you squiff.
Yeah, I'll be honest.
That's if you get to the end of the episode, right? Yeah, but overall, it's quite a good sci-fi show. Well, it's an alright. In fact, it's subpar, but it's entertaining, and that's the main.
That's the main thing. Right. But so. There was a show last night that I actually watched all the episodes. There was four episodes.
Naked Attraction.
No, it was
American
Conspiracy, Octopus Case, I think it was called. And
is this what you were telling me about earlier?
Yeah, or the Octopus Scandal. It goes back to like the 80s and Reagan and elections and murders and like all the crime.
Conspiracies.
Through the CIA, the NSA and like FBI, hitmen.
You mean Ronald Reagan, the actor?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's surprising, and it's continued up to today. And this guy basically did an investigation into another reporter or writer to see what had happened, why he was killed, because he was a friend of his.
He was found in a zipped up suitcase and behind a locked door under a bed.
Oh
no, that was a different guy. But it was a similar thing, wasn't it?
Found in one of them was found in a bath with deep cuts across the wrist on one arm and four across the others with a bag on his head.
Oh right, yeah.
But even if you did there's always some sort of controversy when
it comes to these sort of things. Or look at Kurt Cobain. I mean, we've talked about Kurt Cobain. We've not actually done an episode on Kurt Cobain.
No, that'll be one coming up.
But we have actually kind of like discussed it between us and how that would have been kind of really difficult to pull off it is still ruled as suicide.
Do you know what I mean?
So it's like there's plenty of occasions where look at Epstein.
There is
plenty of occasions where people have been marked as suicide when it's been
murder,
something other, you know, well, let's just put it that way.
There's a lot of good cover-ups, let's just say.
Well, there's a lot of really good agencies that really do a good job at covering up.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, three letters agencies generally.
Yeah, generally, yeah. They've been at it for a while now, so they just know all the tricks. They know how to do it.
But I was surprised to know that actually the National Security Agency has no rules. The government can't even come
in.
Oh,
yeah, the NSA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, they have blank checks and stuff like that to get loads of money. But
this is one of my questions in the program that I'm watching, because the NSA are kind of investigating the occurrence that's happened in this show.
It's probably part
of it. And there's a guy who I'm always like, does this guy not work?
Hmm.
He's always mooching about. He doesn't work for the NSA technically, but he is kind of like working with them at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
But he's always handing like big piles of cash to people for information and jet setting off like the man from Del Monte, right? Yeah. But he never actually seems to be doing anything productive to raise money for his family, do you know, when like the living costs and whatnot.
Yeah, there was a similar guy.
So I was like,
actually,
he must be working for the government, and then it turned out he was working for the NSA, sort of.
There was actually a similar guy, a doctor, who basically went into the Indian reservation, and basically because the laws...
You were telling me about this, yeah.
Yeah, and he moved all around the world, and they spoke to his son, and his son went like, you know, he's a national hero and stuff like that. He did this, he did that. But like, really, try and watch it if you can, dude.
What's that on?
That is on Netflix.
Oh, right. Yeah, and what was that called? The Octopus Man or something?
The American Conspiracy, Octopus, either Octopus Case or the Octopus Scam.
There you go. That's a recommendation. How many stars would you... Oh, you're like, I'm saying, if you would give it a star rating, what would you say?
I'd give it a 4. Out of 5.
Out of 4,
yeah, because towards the end, like, they were realising, like, you know, it's got deep into the rabbit hole.
High praise.
He needs to have fun as well.
High praise indeed.
Yeah. But it's really good. And he tried to escape it, but he kept coming back the info and all that.
Maybe we'll look into this and do an episode on this at some point, maybe.
I'm surprised it actually got on there, to be honest.
Well, Netflix has got some good documentaries, hasn't it?
They have.
So I don't know. What have I been doing this week? Yeah. I've had a week off, like, just trying to... I did a bit of content creative. Been doing a few bits earlier on in the week. I had a really big couple of days where I was doing a lot.
Yeah.
If it wasn't recording podcasts, it was photo shoots. If it wasn't photo shoots, it was video making. If it wasn't video making, it was editing or something.
Yeah.
Like, so I had a couple of really busy days, and then I needed a solid good week off.
Yeah.
Just to recharge my batteries, get myself into mental health. I think we were talking about it last week, and you were saying, like, how, you know, sometimes you're having a bit of a downtime and all the rest of it. It made me think, do you know what? I could do with that. I could do with a bit of a recharge and some sort of kind of, like, you know, a little boost to your mental health and your well-being. Have a bit of a you day and a pamper.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's like, it. Yeah, forget holidays and stuff like that. You know, when you need it, take it.
Well, the thing is, because, I mean, like, let's face it, yeah, right? There's a lot of us who usually maybe go on holiday or book a little time, a little break.
Yeah.
Yeah, to get away from it all. Mm. And because we're kind of watching the pennies at the moment, it's a bit difficult to get away or go on a little holiday
or do
something. But it doesn't mean that you can't, like, you know, fucking clear your mind.
Yeah, go for a walk.
Go for a walk. Yeah.
Exercise,
take some nature.
Is good for mental health as well.
Oh, totally. Exercise, a bit of a walk, get some fresh air and some nature in your life. And I tell you what, you'll feel all the better for it.
Get a pretty proper plan.
So totally did all that. I had a pamper week, I had a nice week, chilled out, watched some movies, watched some series, watched some, you know, like me time, And I'm great for it, feel better for it.
I'm feeling a bit better through it as well.
Good stuff, and that means we're back with full effect, and that's all you can really ask for, isn't it?
That is true.
You
that
lovely true. People. I tell you what, though, I do miss, like, you know, like, when we do get together and we do have the podcast night. So, like, we've got plenty more coming up, and we've got a lot more exciting stuff, things coming up. But it couldn't be possible without the support of you guys, obviously.
That is
and,
so true.
Companies like our sponsor this week, Orange County CBD.
Oh, yeah.
The wellness supplement brand based in the UK. Dealing in CBD products from balms, oils, bath bombs, the lot. They've got loads of stuff if you want to go and check the website out. CBD is a great supplement to help with joint relief, arthritis,
stress
levels,
anxieties,
those types of things. I wouldn't say it was a cure-all, but it is a good sort of supplement to help with those things.
Totally.
Obviously,
if it's for you,
Orange County CBD is lab tested and based in the UK, but it's based on Orange County cannabis products that are, you know, obviously built grown in
America
in California in Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
CBD is a derivative of cannabis.
It is.
But it isn't the psychotropic element that'd get you high.
Yeah, it's not
the
THC or anything.
Got so many health benefits. Yeah, if you want to find out more about Orange County CBD, go and check out the link in the description. You'll find a code there where you'll save some cash at the checkout, I'm sure. Yes.
Yeah.
Go and say, tell them we sent you.
Yeah.
And, enjoy some more wellness.
I
love the wellness stuff, mate. I'm into all of the nootropic stuff and all of this wellness supplements.
Yeah.
I just wish they could put them all into one. So I just don't have to fuck about.
Well, you know what
I
mean?
I just remember to have one and I'm good.
Let's hope a company out there will do something like that. They probably will at one point or another.
Do you know, I do like the Magic Mind people as well, though, because they do kind of have a bit of everything in the bottle.
That's true.
Go and check
that
them out as well. But,
good products.
Good stuff. Yes. Right. Well, today we are talking about UFOs. It is a UFO episode today.
Heavy
UFOs. We're talking about specifically an incident that occurred on November the 7th, 2006 at O'Hare Airport in Chicago. The Mancunian coming through.
Yeah.
O'Hare Airport incident occurred when witnesses, including the pilots, airline employees, passengers, as well as the tower reported hearing and seeing a metallic saucer-shaped object hovering over gate C-17 in O'Hare International Airport. Witnesses described the object as dark grey, silent, and estimated to be about 6 to 24 feet in diameter. The incident gained widespread attention after the Chicago Tribune published an article entitled UFO at O'Hare. Some pilots thought they saw it.
Yeah,
there was literally incidents going on till basically, what was it? It was kind of, what was it, going on till like 2007, the chatter about it.
Yeah.
Do you know, like kind of the news was reporting on it.
9 months of talk and that, and then it just like kind of died off.
But then witnesses were reporting that the object was hovering several meters above gate C-17.
About 900 to 1,000 meters.
For several minutes before abruptly shooting up into the sky and leaving behind a hole in the clouds.
A big one.
So, this is a really, really interesting UFO case because they do seem to kind of, a lot, right, if you look at some of the older UFO cases, a lot of them are situated around airports, now, do you think that's because, like, they're interested in, like, the fact that we fly and it seems very primitive to them? Is it a case of that they're looking at they've got UFOs too? Do you know what I mean? They've got, like, flying machines too. Are they interested in our aviation? Are they interested in how we...
Or it could be that it's very populated. Very populated area at an airport.
But they're generally not, because generally, if you look at where airports are situated, they're outskirts of towns and cities. They're never in the middle of a city, apart from London or Birmingham. There's a couple. Yeah, but it's
some of them are major big, but there is quite a lot.
An airport will be watched, right? Yeah. You have plane spotters hanging around the edges looking for planes taking off and landing. You have a tower watching the planes take off and land. Yeah. Not only are they watching with a visual window, they also have radar, right? Yeah, and a number of instruments that can track and
identify objects,
planes, objects, or whatever's coming in, right, or leaving, right? Yeah, and usually all this stuff is marked, and they know which planes are which as they take off and land, right?
But it's highly stressful thing in a tower.
Oh,
that's
course.
Another thing you've got to consider.
Right, yeah, but that wasn't just the tower that saw right, yeah.
In fact, they were the ones who didn't.
There was actually, there was a couple of them who didn't in the tower, right? And you came up with a couple of interesting facts about that, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, basically, you've got a load of kind of workers who work at this airport, right? Now, you said it's highly populated, but, a lot of people in airports come in, go into the departure... They buy a bit of duty free.
Yeah.
Get something to eat, a drink maybe, and then head to their gate. Yeah. Right. How much daylight do you see after going through all the security stuff? The only time you see a bit of daylight is that big window where you walk up and there's the planes outside, right? Yeah. So the if you think about how many people might be stood up against that window looking out onto the runways, looking at the planes.
Smoking areas
compared
and stuff like
to how many people are in the airport, that's a very small percent looking out at the window at any one time, right?
Yeah.
Based on how many people are in the airport, a lot of them are just carrying on their own business, right?
Don't forget the airplanes as well that are full that they could look out
window. I'm just trying to get a gauge, idea of how many people could have possibly witnessed this, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I can't find much about passenger information, but what I can find is there was an unnamed United Airlines employee. One witness at United Airlines said she was pushing a food cart across the tarmac, reported seeing a saucer-shaped object hovering over the terminal. Right?
As you do.
Then an unnamed ramp worker... Another witness, a ramp worker, reported seeing a dark grey disc-shaped object with a metallic appearance hovering over gate C-17.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, so these are two ground workers, basically, people on the tarmac. Now, you were talking about the tower and how they might... How was it that they didn't see it?
Yeah.
Now, what did you say?
The gate's right near him, and he's hovering basically over the tower. And not only that, if you have a look at the images and pictures, there is a there's like a shelf to stop, like, you know, the rain hitting, you know, so they can see properly in that. So how could they look up anyway? They couldn't, because they were getting phone calls from staff, like engineers and like, you know, baggage handlers and like security and all that, and even pilots later on. And they were saying, can you see it, to the FAA? And they were saying, we can't see anything. We're just getting reports in saying they see something up in the sky.
Well,
yeah, this is a big number for you. Even the road, the busy road right next to it, all the traffic stopped and got out and took pictures and actually was watching it for the time that it was there.
Well, basically, the National UFO Reporting Center, or the NUFORC, database for reports related to O'Hare at the airport incident, right? These, basically, they kind of were, this is where I've got some of this information from.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. And what I found out about the FAA response was that the Federal Aviation Administration, or the FAA, dismissed the incident, stating lack of radar evidence. However, yeah, on further investigations, radar data and multiple eyewitness reports of the sighting came forward. So there was actually radar data, and the FAA's report said there wasn't, but when they did do the digging, found it. So
even under the information, Freedom of Information Act, when they got the reports back for that, it stated that they reckoned it was a weather phenomenon. It was nothing else more.
Now, yes, because we'll come back to that in a minute, because the idea that the ship basically disappeared, and the way it disappeared, punching a hole in the clouds, like a perfect circle, that's where the weather phenomenon comes into it, because basically they tried saying that, oh, well, we can explain that hole in the clouds by, I think there's a term for it.
Yeah, I can't remember.
The term for it, I cannot remember.
Probably,
but
changed,
like, basically,
anyway.
I'll be able to find it. So basically, the skeptics point out, like, a natural phenomenon such as ventricular clouds. Yeah, is what it's called.
Yes,
right.
That's right.
I'm not pronouncing that right, but it means that basically it looks like there's a hole in the clouds, right? And it's formed by ice crystals, right? And the ice crystals fall from higher clouds and punch holes in the clouds
ones.
and lower atmosphere, right? Or the lower Earth area.
Yeah, as it's coming down.
But, unfortunately, experts, geologists, weather experts, they've looked at this data and said, that's impossible. Yeah, the weather on that day was perfectly fine. There was no ice. The conditions for that to happen were
not there.
So the idea that this natural occurring weather phenomenon had happened is off the table, because you'd need certain conditions for that to happen, and the weather wasn't that day.
Can't do it.
So you can't use that as an excuse. But that's what was put down in the report.
That was
so.
That's the official report.
Obviously, you can't use it as weather phenomenon.
It's misinformation.
But possible theories, obviously, extraterrestrial craft.
Yeah.
Some potential for it being an extraterrestrial suggests that the object was kind of like not anything that we've built before.
No,
it wasn't one of ours. It wasn't anything like, and even the tower, because Sue.
Yeah.
I think, oh, good old Sue.
Yeah, good old
Sue.
She hadn't had a drink.
Sue had not had a drink. She's not on drugs. No. All I can say is I saw a saucer.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, what are you on
about,
Sue?
I don't know where the cup went, but the saucer was definitely there.
You're having your Christmas party today, Sue?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're not had a couple of beers, Sue?
She must have been sharing it with everyone else who was hanging around.
Sue's just off her neck on the runway. She's been on the miniatures.
Oh, see.
All the complimentary
champagne.
You're
not seeing one of them miniatures here,
Well, Basically, in the tower chat, there is kind of recordings of... like,
yeah, there
Sue
are records out there.
Asking the tower whether they saw this or not. There's been loads of reports, people asking, "What did you see the saucer?"
Yeah.
A couple of pilots saying...
Well, quite a good giggle, actually.
Oh, yeah, it was quite an... Well, yeah, of course, because it's something that you're not going to see every day, is it?
So yeah, when but you'd want someone like the FAA to take it seriously, especially... after it's only been a number of, not that long since 9/11.
Yes,
you know what I mean. So you and every like when we go through airports, we get so many checks in that. So same with the airplanes and stuff like that. But anything in that area should have been, you know, checked, looked at straight away.
When air traffic control are turning around and going, "No, I didn't see a saucer, and I wouldn't admit to it if I did."
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Well, you know, what are the risk of being looking like you're crazy? Yeah, you'd rather save your own reputation than divulge information about something you saw.
Well, to be honest, you know what I mean? You can't really blame him. In the past, it's been, you know, there's been people who've come forward, and it has been really difficult for them to even go into society, and yet... you come to
go
it
into
now.
Society, yeah, it's like, "Oh, I've been a ufologist for 50 years now. It's difficult to go out into society."
Yeah, because the truth is out so many people were denying that there was ever anything kind of
true
there. Yet people were actually investigating and going, "Actually, there is."
It's just great that, like, you know, there's loads of people who are now suddenly going, "Oh, no. Well, I knew all along. I just wasn't allowed to say anything. But now, like, everyone's saying something. I may as well."
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of thing. I think that needs to happen. I think a floodgate needs to open.
Well, it's like, slowly opening.
Well, it's not open. It's a trickle, isn't it?
The answer is still going to be hard to get hold of. That's the thing. Even we can bring in law and stuff like that. But it's still going to... They're not going to admit it. Why would they admit it? They cannot admit that they already know, because then they admit that they've been lying to the public, who we own them, because they are employees. You know what I mean?
Oh, he's got it, putting the world to rights now.
Yeah, hell yeah. Like, they should be telling us.
Well, they should do, but especially if it's another possible theory was secret military technology.
Could be.
Yeah. Others speculate that there was that it was a object might have been classified military aircraft or a drone undergoing testing, which could explain its unusual appearance and behaviour.
TR-3B.
Well,
the
yeah,
triangle.
But it wasn't a triangle, was it? It was a saucer.
No, but there are different kinds of shapes, won't they? I mean, like, look at the ones that you can actually get, all the blueprints and stuff.
Well, this
for
is
it
the
now.
Thing, right? Yeah, if I was military, yeah, right, wouldn't you make your crafts as kind of ominous and kind of like alien-esque as you could possibly do? I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, if people want spacious flying saucers, we'll give them flying saucers. If we can create a flying saucer that we can fly over another country and shit them up, and if make them think there's an alien invasion, of course they're going to try and make that.
And it's a standard saucer. It's not like believe me, there's more than just a saucer or a triangle or tic-tac vehicles flying out around there. There is so many different kind of shapes, sizes out there that, like...
That's what she said.
It's sort of like, in my eyes, it's sort of like they've deliberately done that. The government have deliberately done that.
So you don't know
to
who's...
scare
who.
People
well, so it's
that,
kind
and
of
to
like-
say... what's going on,
well,
you know what I mean?
No, well, militaries kind of have distinctive, like, so if you saw an object in the sky, you could say, "Oh, that's a Black Hawk helicopter," or it's a TR-3B, or it's a Boeing 747.
Yeah.
They have distinctive shapes and stuff.
Yeah.
If you kind of, like, throwing out different types of craft where, you know, you can get away with saying, "Oh, that's not one of ours. We don't even have craft like that."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then
but
you can maybe use
standard.
It for reconnaissance or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Even
oh, yeah.
just creating a bit of panic.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's it. It's control. It's control and conquering. Like, fear helps governments because it means that you will turn to them for the answers, and then they can blase you with whatever they want to say, and you believe it and carry on with what you're doing, basically.
Yeah. Like I say, reports issued and some skeptics have often pointed to natural atmospheric phenomenon,
which we've already concluded it won't work.
Such as, I can't even say it. Lanarkshire clouds or ball lightning as a possible explanation for the UFO sighting. Not sure about ball lightning.
Ball lightning couldn't be, because ball lightning is a circle of lightning, like a sun, a small sun there.
As we talked about on, I think it was the Welsh Island UFOs,
yeah,
where it was, which, you know, concluded to be ball lightning,
yeah,
or some sort of atmospheric phenomenon which grounded and killed chickens and all the rest of it.
That's right.
It's quite a low to the ground sort of thing. It was, I mean, to be hovering over
at 1,000
an airport
feet, yeah,
and then shoot directly up is not the behaviour of ball lightning. I would expect it to earth itself and strike at some point.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or dissipate into the atmosphere or something. It would not just kind of shoot up like it was propelled.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, to be honest, apart from the sun, I can't see any other object, weather speaking, that could do this, basically. And so it reminds me of like Roswell. You know what I mean? It was like, right, no, it was a weather balloon. You know what I mean? But they've already turned around and stated beforehand what it was, and that concluded everything.
Well, another one is like misidentification. Yeah, right. Yeah.
So what, everyone?
Yeah, exactly. So another theory posed is that the witnesses may have misidentified the craft.
What it was a pigeon? It was a pigeon. That's what it was.
It could have been, amongst other things, a pigeon. A weather balloon.
Oh, fucking
any other unknown
swamp
thing.
Gas. Venus.
An optical illusion.
Mercury.
Or they might just be unfamiliar with aviation.
What? Well, you still don't
explain.
Well,
I'm not being funny. They work in an airport,
exactly,
right? They're not exactly unfamiliar with aviation, are they? One, it's like, well, I was pushing a drinks cart across the tarmac going to, I don't know what it was, but it looked like a big bird with wings.
Yeah.
It's like, it was a fucking plane. She works at an airport. She knows what a plane looks like, for fuck's sake.
Exactly.
Then you've got a guy who's a baggage handler who knows what a plane is. Yeah. You've got pilots.
You sure?
Who are very familiar with a thing called aviation.
I'm sure they've got blinkers on. I'm pretty damn sure they've got blinkers on.
Misidentifying, I wouldn't say it was a plausible theory on that scale. Because, I mean, like, if that was over, I don't know, the middle of fucking a tribe in the middle of nowhere, right, where they've been, you know, hidden away from civilization for 5 billion years, right? And a helicopter or a plane went over, and they went, we were not familiar with aviation,
it looked like a
dragon, or it looked like this, or it looked like that. I'd forgive them, for not being familiar with aviation, but in this day and age.
And people who work there 24, you know.
The average
all the
person
time.
Knows the difference between.
Yeah, we're not talking, because we're not talking to tribes, we're talking to.
We're talking fucking people
in
who've
been
2006
around
who work in an airport. Right, anyway, like, I'm raging, right? Right. Official response, right? So the official response, despite alterations and obviously, you know, a lot of kind of like speculations on the matter.
Yeah.
No official explanation has ever been given for the O'Hare Airport UFO incident.
Apart from the cloud thing, that's it.
It's never been...
proved.
No relevant information has been provided by the aviation authorities nor the government agencies, and the incident remains officially unsolved. The explanation includes potential, like, you know, there is kind of like a lot of eyewitnesses who have been involved and kind of gave their opinions and what they've seen and theories to try and explain the incident. But again, still nothing's ever been kind of concretely...
No answer. It's been blanked.
Put in stone, do you know what I mean? It's one of those. What do you think overall? Because, I mean, we've watched a couple of kind of videos where we've heard all the chatter.
Yeah.
We've kind of read the story. We've seen many accounts of this story now, right? Mm-hmm. So what are your opinions on this? What do you think it is? Do you think it's an observational thing? Do you think it was military? Was it extraterrestrial. I think it's something, right?
More chances either military or extraterrestrial, because one reason alone, anything above them clouds, discount. And the reason why I say that is because the object was below the clouds first, so you spotted an object, so it had to be at least 1,000 feet wherever it come from or wherever it appeared, and then it disappeared through the cloud. So there had to be an object there to make the cloud like do what it did. And you can't use the weather thing because that comes from above to do it. The ice crystals come down to destroy that cloud. Well, this actually was from below. You know what I mean? And you can't use ball lightning because ball lightning is a lightning ball, basically. And it wasn't a lightning ball. It was an object of this shape. And it was just too many people who'd discussed it. And the FAA denied and not even... I reckon they already knew it was there, but they just kept cover as in, we don't know what it is. It might be because of military, possibly. But then, like I said, that shape, couple of shapes, are what everyone really looks at for UFOs.
Yeah,
well,
totally.
There is totally different shapes. Like, there's ones that, like...
Yeah, I know, but, I mean, in this instance, like, you know, the reports were that they saw a disc, a grey disc, right?
Yeah.
So, if, you know... You've got loads of different people all over a set location, right? Yeah, all seeing the same thing. Mm-hmm. You've got people radioing the tower asking if they've seen anything.
Mm-hmm.
You've got people asking to check the radar because we're positive that we've got something kind of interfering with our airspace. And then you've got pilots radioing in saying, am I okay to land because, you know,
I think actually
there's a big disc in my way.
Were actually diverted out the way just in case.
Well, there you go, right? So how can all these things happen and then for them to just say, oh, no, nothing actually happened there. Because it doesn't sound... This sounds like the... you know, there's a couple of incidents that have happened, well, recently. One, the Miami...
Miami, Florida, yeah.
Where things have happened and blatantly happened, like, in the public eye.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. To a point where it's like, well, you're not going to talk about that. And then they go, oh, what are you talking about? Oh, no, it was something really stupid and really minute. And it's like... Well, why would you go to all of this
trouble
to cover it up and hide it, or even, like, you know, attend
it? A lot of money being spent on him.
In the case of the Miami with the police and how many people were in attendance, or how many people have been involved to cover it up.
Yeah.
Why would you go to those lengths if it was something as simple as misidentification or something to that extent? And like I say... Even if, right, it was misidentification, that means there was still something flying over the airport.
Yeah, and the FAA should have already known, so
and
they
the
could
FAA,
just say, you know...
Exactly, they could have just said, identified
it. It's a new helicopter.
Exactly, right, yeah. But they didn't do that.
No.
Right, they refused to acknowledge anything was there at all.
Even to this day.
Well, this is what I'm saying, but the actual radar data has come forward now, and that suggests that they did know what it was, or did know that there was something there that they didn't know or didn't want us to know what it was.
Or more than possibly someone else has told them to shut up.
Well, whatever it is, I'm sure people have got their own opinions on it. If you do, or if you think there's some information that we've not covered, give us a shout because we'd love to hear from you. Personally, I don't know what it is. Yeah,
I think there's been a few more of them. Not with the circle clap, but
over airports, exactly.
Yeah.
And this is what I was
saying.
Because
more and more.
What was the one in Nevada? Los Alamos, is it something or like that?
I can't remember exactly, but
there's an airport which is used by... Area 51 and the fly, but
because you have private
there's
planes.
There's been plenty of sightings over military airports, mainly.
Yeah, totally. And it's just Are we ever going to get the answer? I don't think we're ever going to get the answer to this question.
We're going to have to call him Will Smith.
Yes.
He'll sort it out.
Slapped.
Right.
Or to do the slapping.
Or to do the slapping. Well, it's Welcome to Earth.
Well, yeah.
Like
yeah.
in
yeah.
Independence yeah. Day.
And there's
right.
A lot of things at the minute as well that are showing, like, they're pushing into that kind of direction of, like, showing, keeping UFOs, or UAPs, as they like to say it, at a stable pace of people getting information, but not all the information, but they are getting a little bit of information to just keep them intrigued, to keep them looking there.
Is it while there's all, some more is it all just to keep us busy?
Yeah, yeah all, oh yeah, all this in the world is to keep us busy.
It's
in,
all
back
just
in the
to
day,
keep
it was easy with that.
Yeah, yeah, it's all just to keep us video. Kind of preoccupied, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, they love
smoking mirrors,
busy.
Smoking mirrors.
Yeah,
well,
totally.
We've got plenty coming up in the show.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're interested in dropping us a message about this episode or any of the content we're talking about, you can go over to our social media. We're on all the social media platforms. Or you can email us at neverastraightanswer@outlook.com.
Yeah.
Well, it's a very interesting story anyway. But we do have a lot more coming up in the show. Normally somewhere around about this time in the show.
I wonder.
Well, it's the news. It's the news. Oh my days.
Oh yes.
Do you know if the world's not random enough?
Nah, it's not. It's just not right at the minute.
It's not right, is it? It's poorly.
It
I
is.
Think the news. I
Very
think
poor.
The world needs a fucking hug.
Xanax. Yeah, that's
it. Having a stress anxiety attack.
It needs
some anxiety medication. Yeah. But like, yeah, it's crazy. What is the world coming to? I mean, there's a lot of desperate people. There's a lot of weird stuff going on. People expressing like some absolutely bizarre behaviour. Found this story. I mean, we'll kick off with just like this. But basically, grave robbing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a woman who's been arrested after officials say she was caught stealing artificial flowers from a cemetery. Yeah, I'm assuming to sell on. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But the police and officials said that they got a report of a woman taking flowers from a graveside from a cemetery. When the officers arrived on the scene, they found that she had a van load, nearly 100 artificial flowers inside. Officials have said that she's, obviously been taken into custody, but she's yet to been charged or yet to have, the charges have been, you know.
She could be done for tax evasion
She could
as well.
Be done for so much. She could be done for grave robbing for a start. I didn't even know that was probably still a thing.
Yeah,
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it still happens every now and again.
It just reminds me of that Burke and Hare. Have you seen that?
I don't think so.
If you've not watched that, it's such a good film, but like it's kind of like basically. They were stealing corpses because like hospitals wanted to do medical research
on them. That's right. Yeah.
That was when I think of grave robbing or like, you know, you think of like Egyptians.
Yeah.
As you know what I mean? Like not modern day grave robbing, but is this because like she's trying to resell them or do something or try and, you know.
What a fuck, because the economy's got getting harder and harder. They're squeezing so much.
Having a side hustle, but I mean,
well, you can't have
a bit
no
of respect.
More.
Gee willikers.
Yeah, totally.
No, well, you can, but you just don't tell anyone. I've said last week, car boot sales. That's all I'm going to say on the matter.
You get taxed on that now.
Well, regardless. I mean, we're not about taxing. I mean, I'm just having a bit of respect for the dead.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Totally.
It's like, if you're going to go out and steal.
Totally.
Why not
there are
steal
other ways
from,
and methods to do things.
From living people, at least, you know, they can chase after you and it's a fair fight.
Yeah.
Well,
companies.
Anyway, the next story I want to talk about is fucking genius, right? And I think it's probably one of the best things that ever happened to the internet.
This is
the story of Willy Wonka's inspired adventure, Willy Wonka's chocolate factory experience in Glasgow that left kids in tears, and the police called over the shambolic Willy Wonka inspired event.
Scammer.
After parents were forking out over £35 per ticket.
And how many? You got four, you know,
if
like
you got four
kids.
Yeah.
And then you and your
and they
your
always fella. Want to take a friend as well, don't they? So
yeah.
You're all, you know, you go in four or five kids. Yeah, right. And,
yeah.
You know, 35 quid
cheap.
A pop. The 35 quid ticket event promised a chocolate fantasy.
Like there was a lot of fantasy going on that day.
It was pure fantasy.
Yeah.
I mean, You know the song, If You Want to View Paradise. Yeah, using the pure imagination.
Yeah.
These kids definitely had to use pure imagination for this event because what was advertised was an AI dream. Yeah, right. It was a fever dream. It was basically, you know, what you'd expect. It was lollipops, edible chocolate plants, rivers, you know, just basically Willy Wonka's chocolate wonderland.
That's what you're there for. That's what you got.
Resembled more like a
Willy Wonka's scamming.
Empty factory, kind of empty warehouse, bit grotty.
I think it was too big.
Meth lab vibes.
There's a lot of room, a lot of empty room. Well, but then they might have thought that like there was loads of people going to be turning up and they're going to be raking it.
Well, basically, organised by Illuminati Entertainment and Billy, the event organiser. It was a very shambolic event. I worked out the potential costs. I mean, in terms of kind of venue hire, props, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's probably shelled out about 10 grand, right? Yeah. For the event, right? Yeah. 10 grand sounds a lot.
More like £10.
No, for rental of those props. I've actually found the website where they rented them.
Right.
Yeah, so I've worked this out. Right, yeah. Not sure about the venue hire, but like, you know, just based on previous experience, I'm going to assume, right? So then you've got hire of actors, which unfortunately none of them seems to have been paid for the job.
Oh,
right. Plus, no refunds for the people who paid for the tickets. The event turned into a whole shambolic, experience. Police were ended up being called, but it has sparked so much fun and entertainment on the internet, right? Because of memes that have come out. There was a character called the Unknown, right? And basically, no one knows. It looks like Brian May, right? Yeah. But basically, all of this characterization, all the script, everything that was created was created by AI. Right, so there was a lot of mistakes, there was a lot of fucking things going on. Now, this story gets better and better because Billy, the event organizer, he loves AI, right? Yeah,
yeah.
And he's even wrote in inverted commas, a lot of books on Amazon using AI, right? Yeah, he's never wrote a book in his life, right? Yeah, but yeah, he has books published in his name on Amazon, which are out of print at the moment. But like,
yeah, I bet they are.
He's taking credit for so many spelling mistakes, it's untrue. But everything is AI generated, right?
Yeah.
And but it even goes deeper than this because it turns out there's a load of controversy about one of the actors who played Willy Wonka.
Oh, yes.
So, again, right, this is all coming out because of this event that sparked so much kind of, like, media attention that apparently one of the lads who played Willy Wonka was a teacher at an acting school and had an inappropriate relationship with a young girl there who ended up being dismissed from the school because of the relationship. Oh, my God, does this just keep... It's turned from a really shambolic, shitty event into a cross between, you know, bringing out a load new Roald Dahl law, as well as a cross between the Philip Schofield controversy, as well as everything. I mean, it's like literally got everything.
Yeah, it's a good story.
I am definitely following this imagination extravaganza for the foreseeable future because I think it's got legs. Yeah.
Well, I think this isn't going to be the last time we'll be hearing about this. I'm presuming that there's going to be...
I mean, many expected the Roald Dahl experience. They thought the event was going to be amazing, but they were left furious, disappointed, children crying, a waste of money. I think people now are just like, you know, if it was still on, they'd go just to see how shit it was. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they'd pay 35 quid. Yeah.
They'd pay 35 quid just to see the hype.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Of how crap it actually was.
Yeah, but then if the actors aren't getting paid, how long are they going to last there?
Well, maybe hire a load of new actors.
Hey, that's true.
But people have said a whole load of things, but absolutely shocking. But like the event was supposed to last up to 90 minutes and lasted 2 minutes. They got a grand total of one jelly bean.
See, this is where it gets wrong, because it hits the kids more than I feel sorry for the kids.
I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for them. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because though these kids who've been to that, and they're literally going to have that memory of this shocking event for the rest of their lives, basically.
Yeah. And the parents are not going to get it soon either.
Well, a police were called to the event on the Saturday.
Scrapping.
But yeah, what actually happened after that, who knows?
Well, I think some court cases are coming up.
I think there's definitely something. Yeah. We'll be letting you know what goes on with this, because this is just genius anyway. If you've got anything you'd like to add on this story, please let me know, because I'm so invested. Have you got anything else that's been going on in the news this week?
Oh, Rothschilds.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you've looked quite a bit into this, actually.
I have looked a bit into this, actually. Yeah. You were surprised.
I was, actually, because I thought you were a bit more... I thought you were chilling out this week a bit.
See, you still know things, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, you should always learn.
Oh, the Rothschilds, I'm interested in these, because, I mean, like, the history behind them, obviously the banking history... there's a reason why they're one of the richest families, if not the richest family on the planet. It's very cleverly manipulating the system. Now, the Rothschilds have obviously, worked something out very early on, that if, you know, you lend money to governments and kings, you get
rich.
Well, you get rich, but, you know, it's all backed on us, the taxpayer.
So,
you know,
totally,
we're definitely going to get it back. So once the guy who founded it all, he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
He basically had a load of sons. He sent all his sons off to different parts of Europe to start up similar companies, little banks.
Yeah.
And when they found out that it was easier to, you know, lend money to governments and you get a bigger return,
and the governments were lapping it up,
some of the sons...
Yeah.
were fucking richer than some of the countries at this point. So then it's becoming like, well, you know, they start investing money into railroads, infrastructure, anything that was basically pushing humanity and civilization forward, they had the hand in. But the dad, he wrote this big kind of like sort of like manifesto on how the family should operate, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And how the Rothschilds needed to act and behave in order to keep the money in the family.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's right.
Meant inbreeding. You've got fucking first cousins marrying. You know, only the male heir can inherit the company.
Yeah, how come they haven't been done for that?
I have no idea. Who's going to do them? At the end of the day, they're the biggest, most influential family on the planet. Right.
Yeah, but
who's
there's supposed to be no rule for others.
Totally.
Everyone's got to be the same.
They just turn around and go, "I paid for the police. What are you talking about?"
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they've totally got a pocket with the chief inspector.
I bet.
You know what I mean? But what I'm getting at is, the main guy now, the guy in charge, the Rothschilds, is passed away.
Yes.
What was he? Like a Duke, Admiral, Duke, General, fucking Bombardier, like some bullshit.
He's probably got all the awards.
He's passed away.
Yes.
But then you think, well, all right, well, I hope somebody more ethical might jump in. But we were discussing this, and it's like, no, this is why the inbreeding happens, because obviously it's like, you know, certain attributes are looked upon, and you say, right, teach him in this. He needs educating in that.
This is where he's going. This is where he's going. This is where he goes. And they teach him to... all the standards that they need to know.
It's interesting, though, because it's like, well, it's almost like better the devil, you know, in some ways, because like somebody inherits that much power. Ooh. Yeah. What do you do with it? Do you know what I mean? Do you kind of think, I'm going to be a different type of Rothschild to all of my other, you know, ancestors? I'm going to give all my money away.
He don't even need to do that. All he needs to do is give away, what does it work out? 40 billion. Yeah. Yep. And all the poor people will not be poor no more.
Well,
that's,
there you go.
That in the world, that's all they need. Yeah, it's working.
Wouldn't
out
it be nice?
It sounds like we need more.
I know, because we've actually, I know, it makes it out, but this is the thing, when you've got billionaires, you know, going, oh, guys, you know, like, if you do this, if you do that, and being preacher, and you think, well, like I say, if 40 of your mates got together, and, you know, all put a bit in, or, you know, all of you, all your millionaires, just give up all your wealth. yeah, and just live within your means, then the world would be a better place. But then when you think that there's a one guy who could fix it with a fucking, you know, a blank check.
Yeah, but there seems to be a, and it does seem to work, sadly, that there has to be a low, middle and high. You know what I mean? Everyone cannot be in that
in
same
other words,
it's
got to be
stage.
Poor. In other words, oh, it's beneficial for us to be poor.
It can be beneficial for
to the
all
rich.
Section.
No, it's not. Right, how is being poor ever beneficial
to
the person
to
who's at the
money.
Bottom?
If you're at the low end, if you're down at the bottom, you can learn skills that them at the top and the middle end that will never learn or need
100%,
them skills.
But if you're not being paid your worth for those skills.
I totally agree.
And you have to struggle.
But it's survival skills that, you know, that's all we really need is survival skills. We don't really need money.
Oh, of course.
Money is like a
100%. And if there was something that happened which wiped out currency tomorrow, these people who have no physical survival skills, your Rothschilds and all that, who are inbred and have got no literal fucking sense, maybe that they wouldn't survive. Maybe they would fucking be the first to die out. And it's us kind of mongrels at the bottom, if you like, that would be, like, more adaptable.
Yeah.
100%.
Don't forget that over the centuries and that we've lived on this planet, there has been major disasters that we have no control. And we do seem to get through it. And I believe it's them ones at the bottom have got the better chance of getting to
scrappy.
Top because they've
That's
all...
That's what it is. We're scrappy.
Yeah, exactly. The only way the rich are doing it is like what they're doing now is building complexes.
Hiding.
But, yeah. You know what I mean?
Like the Romans. It's basically like all them old world leaders that you heard about in empires that hid behind their kind of palaces.
Yeah.
Whilst it all fell around them.
Exactly. Rome weren't built in a day, but it did come down in a day. All governments should realise this, and it sounds like it's coming becoming sooner than later, you know what I mean? So
fair enough. Hey, talking about the poor.
Yeah.
Right, sorry. Talking about myself, basically.
I was just about to say.
This is a piss take as well, a multimillionaire chief executive officer of US food processing giant Kellogg's.
Oh, yeah.
He's basically fucking come out and said, people who are on, like, you know, low incomes and struggling with food costs should try maybe eating cereal for dinner.
Cereals full of sugar, especially in this country, we're trying to get rid of sugar.
I'll be honest, I do like a good bowl of cereal for dinner every now and again, but I mean, not on a daily basis. So you're having cereal for breakfast, dinner, and tea. I'll be quite honest, when you've got
a multi-millionaire
saying this, it's kind of, he's tucking into his filet mignon.
Yeah,
he
needs to put his money away, go out on the streets and see if you can last a fucking week.
Oh, well, no, I was going to say, because there's a TikTok viral thing going round. That kind of puts them in a bit of an awkward position because somebody is now giving away the secret on how to make your own Rice Krispies.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Right? Dead easy, right? Yeah. And you can make your own Rice Krispies. Yeah. So if this multimillionaire chief executive is suggesting that we all eat cereal for dinner, then I suggest we make it ourselves.
Totally.
And don't buy it from Kellogg's, right? So potentially that might wipe the breakfast smile off his face.
Oh, if only
people would stand
behind
him. We've got Frosties. We go, we can put sugar on our homemade Rice Krispies.
I'll come out and make a different powder to put on each meal.
Well, go and check it out. Yeah, if you want to learn how to make your own Rice Krispies, dead easy. What you do is get a load of rice and fry it. Sweet. Done.
Yeah.
Don't obviously, just go and check the video out, though.
Only that, it should last quite a long time as well. You just put it in the fridge to cool down.
Well, I'd suppose maybe not, because there's no preservatives, but at least you know there's nothing in it but rice.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know what I mean? A bit of sugar, I'm sure it'll taste exactly the same.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's all you need.
So there you go. Any news that you want to talk about?
Yes, I want to know why the MPs in Britain are going to get... £31 million security team whilst the rest of us walk round with no security at all.
What do you mean? I've got you.
As in, we've got Arty Henny,
I've got you.
We can't have anything.
So why do they? Why? What's the justification behind having this security team?
Right, because of they're not doing the fucking jobs.
Oh, people are after them.
People are after. Yeah, and because. I mean, I saw. Sadly, I did over the last couple of years, two MPs had been
that's true.
Killed. They are now put in a position that they're going to get security and then wreck us even fucking more. That's
and
why
we're
I pay,
and we're paying for it.
Yeah,
we're paying for million. Them to be secured.
Manchester Police probably don't even fucking get that.
That's
you know
true,
what I mean?
Actually.
So
yeah,
they're getting
for
a
their
big
budget,
bond, and there's only 300 of them.
That's right. Okay.
And
so,
then security on the
I mean,
other
I did see Rishi
paid.
Sunak get booed out of Manchester recently.
He should
recently.
Be kicked out of the fucking country.
Yeah, he should. But, like, he got booed out of Manchester.
Yes. Good lad.
He
Manchester
went on
guys.
GB News, yeah, and was really kind of, like, people were really kind of fucking venomous towards him, right? Yeah. Which is great. Yeah. I'd love to watch it. It was
people
brilliant.
Speak,
yeah, right?
Yeah.
Let the people fucking, yay.
Power
fucking,
the people.
Power the people, right? Yeah,
that's
but,
it.
Rishi was squirming, mate. Yeah, right. Now he like thinks he needs security. I don't. Does he think he's
already
the
got security?
Does he think he's the godfather?
Well, he's got security. He'd probably get a little bit bunts there as well. But it's the other ones that are getting security. And then, hold on, right. So you're going to be spending 31 million. What? Does that mean you're going to have like five or six people on offices on each MP?
Pretty much.
You know what I mean?
By the
so
sounds
it's like,
of it,
yeah. I mean, if you did your jobs right, then no one will go after you.
True.
And we don't get the security as much as yous do.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because, I mean,
yet,
totally. I mean, I wish I had a security team. I mean, no one's after me, but, I mean, it'll be nice. I mean, if you're going to spend the money,
well, yeah,
can
yeah,
I have
yeah.
one?
And it's not like we're in a rich fucking experience at the minute. We're giving that away money left, right, and
we
centre.
We are actually giving
well,
away
we
money.
Should be saving so we can, you know, sort our shit out in this country, and then we can help the other countries.
I think Rishi should do that, do you know, the yearly planner challenge where he puts a couple of quid away every week.
No, what's that?
It's like a box where you right. put like a certain amount of money in, like, and it got you put in a little bit, and then you keep raising it.
Oh, great!
For a year.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe he should do that.
Oh no, he's already got enough money.
No, I mean for us.
For us.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should start with a million.
Yeah.
And by the end of it, he's got rid of a trillion.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like every little helps, as Tesco say.
Then again, he'd be raking the money in through some other way.
We are in a Rishi session at the moment, but like, you know, we just do the best. We do the best we can.
We do with what we've got, and we've got him. You know what I mean?
We do the best with what we've got.
Yeah.
Right.
We're not doing too great
at
the minute. Yeah.
Right. I found this. It's science here. Right?
Oh, yeah.
You might like this one, right?
Okay.
This is the world's smallest fish. Yeah. Measuring.
Okay. It's not the one that goes with your pee-pee, is it?
No. Right. Well, this is the world's smallest fish measuring about the width of an adult human's fingernail. Yeah.
Okay.
Can... Apparently, has been found out now that it can make a sound louder than a shotgun.
What?
Yep. The scientists have said, yeah, so let me pronounce this. Right, okay, so the male...
Yeah.
Okay, I've not got my glasses on. Danemalia, yeah.
Right.
Creobrum.
Okay.
Is a fish
about
12 millimetres big... Large,
yeah,
and found in streams in Malaysia. Is it, yeah? Oh,
all right.
Yeah, no, it's
Malaysia.
Well, it can be found in streams. Yeah.
All right. So it's mainly middle eastern.
Yeah. So sorry, I'm wearing my
it's
glasses.
It's tropical.
I've lost my glasses. But basically, it can excrete a sound. Right. Yeah.
Oh, so it's not coming out of its mouth then?
No, it It projects a sound, right, yeah, that exceeds 140 decibels, according to a study published by the PNAS journal. That's equal to an ambulance siren or a jackhammer.
Didn't anyone else need his assistance on anything else that's going on around the world? He just like thought, oh, I'll have a look at this fish and see if it makes a noise.
Well, God knows, but I mean, it's the most common fish in the area.
Oh.
The fishes produce sound.
Must be noisy around there then.
What?
If there's loads of fish around there.
Well, no, it's underwater, isn't it? So I don't know how it kind of, if it's just like a vibration. Yeah.
Right. Probably, but like it's
basic. Yeah, maybe. Or like a whale. Do you know, like a whale noise?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But basically, they're saying it's the vibrate. Right. So the fish produces the sound by creating vibrations when they with their swim bladder.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
This gas fills an organ, mm-hmm. Which is to use to control buoyancy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it basically like has like a drumming thing on its muscle, and it's a bit like kind of like drumming on paper. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Like, do you know, like, remember those bangers you used to get?
Oh,
or
yeah.
You'd make a banger out of paper in school, and you'd fold the paper in an origami way, but when you sort of like in the air,
it
banged. Yeah. That's the kind of thing I'm kind of thinking of it. It's almost like that sort of doom.
Yeah, like a shock wave. Oh, what's it called? Like the speed of sound. Like when you see a
pulse. Well, yeah, it's like a pulse, right? Yeah, so it says that basically the sound is produced when the air's released and it creates a pulse generating the fish
vibration,
to make this noise, yeah? So it's fucked up. I mean, I'm going to have to read into a bit more of this, but it was the world's smallest fish making the world's biggest sound. And, you know, the sound of the decibels of a shotgun or a jackhammer, it's pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I find that's a little man complex.
Yeah, he's a big man. He's a little man. Noisy fucker.
With a big gob.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or a big sound.
Have you seen anything else? I've got another animal story.
I
need me glasses, though.
Cannabis.
Yay. Extracts. Have you? Have you got any? Hand it over.
No. Yeah. They've found that the extracts that they've taken from cannabis actually can kill skin cancer cells. It's in its early days at the moment, but they're going to try this experiment again, and then what they're going to do is then use animals for the experiment, and then
all I'll say,
humans.
Another win for the OG.
Oh yeah, and it's named PHEC66. Don't know what that means, and it was founded in Australia. So they're doing the tests at the minute to see if it's going to come out in if they just start the experiment right, roughly about 7 to 10 years. Unless it was COVID, then it'd be out in a year. So, yeah, in about, say, 6 to 10 years, that hopefully we'll have something there to actually help on the skin cancer.
That's really good. As well, I mean, there's a couple of, like, things like that coming out, actually.
Yeah.
Which is really kind of encouraging.
Yeah.
As well, and I mean, it's the fact that this is something that's been kind of poo-pooed and kind of seen as had a stigma for so many years, and now all of a sudden is being seen for what it truly is. It's a fucking health benefit.
Exactly.
You know
what I
mean?
We've been saying that for years.
If we use it, then, you know, you might find out. Anyway, I've got this story about a pilot who, talking about airports, obviously, but this is a related story. A pilot got very artistic.
Oh, did he?
But using, flight tracker.
Yeah.
Which is it? Because flight radar 24.
Yeah.
You're able to see the flight path of planes, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, this pilot spent a grand total of 6 hours flying around so he could draw in the sky a penis.
Oh!
Yay!
Clever lad.
With the word "see ya" written down the shaft.
And it wasn't small.
No, it was massive, mate. It went over a full state. Yeah, right.
Oh,
so it was said that the artist painstakingly dedicated to the craft. Artists are. They do spend a lot of time doing, you know,
yeah, it's a bit
to
of
create
art, isn't it,
art.
If you think about it, yeah.
Obviously, this guy's no different. He spent a total of 6 hours to draw a massive penis and the word "see ya."
Jesus, that would have cost as well. With
in the sky. It was created when the pilot flying a Diamond DA-42 plane was spotted by Flight Radar 24, which is an online flight tracking service.
Yeah.
According to Flight Tracker, the plane took off at 8:47 p.m. and landed the next day at 2:47 a.m.
All night flying as well. Yeah, that's even more dangerous.
I mean, it's impressive that he managed to join it up.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know what I mean? Right, yeah. On the Sunday morning, so then it was reported that obviously this is what his flight path was, but he plotted it out, and but the unknown artist quickly developed a fan base online, so now people have gone nuts for it.
The girls are going wild.
Oh, this guy's got a big shaft. Anyway. Based on the public information available on Flight Radar 24, it looks like the plane might belong to a Midwest corporate airline or So it's a flight school, basically.
Oh, right, okay.
So, I mean, that's a manoeuvre. Yeah. I hope he passed his test.
Well, yeah, if he didn't, he should have.
He'd
be the first one to war in. He knows what he's doing.
I'm wondering why he wrote Sia. I mean, did he take the plane? Maybe he was retiring, yeah.
Yeah, could have been, and go like, yeah, you know what? I've lost my license, so I might as well just finish off with this and I'll retire and, you know, chill out.
Well, this is it. Somebody said perhaps he was celebrating that he'd finished flight school. The public and everybody, else had a big laugh over it.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's quite a lot
it's
of
harmless
comments.
Fun at the end of
harmless
the day.
Harmless fun. I mean, at the end of the day, it was on the radar, so it wasn't like he did it like in Smoke.
Yeah.
Or, do you know, like the Red
right
Arrows.
The sky. Yeah.
So actually drew it so everybody could see it. It was only people who were on Flight Tracker
but
who would have noticed
kids
it.
There are a lot of kids who go on the Flight Tracker things as well, so.
I think he did a really good job, to be honest. It's artistic.
Could have done a bit better, but, you know, with them little squiggles there, but. You know, it's a flight path.
Well, no, that's how you kind of, you try. It's like when you etch a sketch.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know when you've got an etch a sketch as a kid and you're trying to draw?
That looks like.
But you've got to kind of like, you know, you can't just draw the thing you want to draw. You've got these crazy lines going across, you know, where you've traveled
to get to
the start point.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it looks like. It looks like he was a master of an etch a sketch as a child.
I think he's been trying that for a little while, and he's done a good job.
Right, okay, master of drawing penises in the sky. Have you got any stories you'd like to talk about?
I have. Scientists have revealed, now, nose picking.
I've just picked my nose then as well. Sorry, I'm not just... Go on.
Dirty boy. Nose picking could increase the chances of Alzheimer's.
Oh, you're full of good news today, aren't you?
I know. And now scientists are taking it more serious now because they reckon that it's the bacteria or a virus on the end of your finger that's actually
I'm not sure about
joining
that.
And attacking. But a Sydney University in Australia had done tests, and they want to do more tests to see if it could be one of the causes of Alzheimer's.
It's like me saying
they're trying everything, you know what I mean? But it's been out there for a while that could be.
If you stick a sausage in your ear, that'll give it ear as well.
That'll give you bacon.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I mean, I'm not saying it's not, but you know what I mean? It's like, that's. I've heard better theories for
It's true. But to be honest, if thinking about it, like through the pandemic, everyone was cleaning their hands more. Soon as the pandemic stopped, a lot of people didn't carry on.
But I mean,
I
noticed
it myself on people that just, you know, you're going somewhere.
Your personal hygiene's suffering, is it? Yeah. Saying people picking the noses.
Yeah.
It's like you just kind of stick it. Well, mate, if that was the case, then like Alzheimer's, I mean, fair enough. People just got old and like, you know, we'd consider just old.
Yeah.
So they're losing the marbles, they're old. But, you know, like Alzheimer's and stuff like that. I mean, it's like
cause and effect.
Yeah, exactly. And I think there's a lot of different. I think there's
there's a lot of different
a cause for it in a different ways. But I mean, it's like to just say, "Oh, Billy, stop picking your nose because you'll have Alzheimer's when you're older."
But I think they're looking at all kind of viruses and bacteria that will be on the body or within the body, and they're trying to work out where is this source coming from? Which kind of bacteria is actually, you know, affecting the brain, and what we can do about it? Because if it turns out it is, they could possibly find something to, you know, stop it.
What, like a plug up your nose?
Well, probably. No, probably something like cream, to be honest, or cream on your hands. Well,
maybe. I don't know.
Hygiene may have to go up a bit more.
Well, that's just standard.
Yeah.
People just be hygienic anyway. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, have a wash. Yeah. Wash your hands every time you fucking go to the toilet. Exactly. Just for starters.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Anyway, again, planes. I got another plane story.
Again? Yeah. Plane spot.
I love plane stories. Plain and simple. This is a business class passenger on a flight to Japan. Ooh. Who ordered a vegan breakfast.
Ah.
And guess what they got?
What?
A banana! What? Yay! One solitary banana. First class, all the way.
No
a traveller... A traveller what?
No Rice Krispies.
No. Well, you know, if you're poor.
Well, yeah. Yeah, well, if you can get a flight, you're not poor.
I mean,
right
I'm
now.
Poor, so, you know, I'm not knocking anyone. Like, I will be eating Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
Homemade Rice Krispies. Right. Yeah. But according to a traveller who's flying to Japan with Japan Airlines, from Indonesia, revealed the overwhelming snack that they got shortly after takeoff. I mean, is this news?
No.
I mean, are vegans complaining that they got a banana?
Look, if you all give up, mate, it's your fault.
Technically speaking, though, yeah, right. Is a banana alive?
Well,
a tree's alive. Yeah, right. Yeah. So that means bananas are fruit and actually a seed. Yeah, right.
In
of
fact,
life.
In fact, there was a German study that actually covered a tree.
You shouldn't eat bananas. You shouldn't eat any fruit with seeds because I'm really concerned. No, I'm just talking to vegans.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
Because if you eat that apple, you're depriving an apple tree of life.
Yeah.
Right? And me, as a tree lover, I think that's shocking. So what I suggest you do is just don't eat anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Just cover all bases, right?
German scientists covered a tree and actually to see if it would have any sounds, and it they actually worked out that the tree was screaming when they did stuff.
Oh,
to
yeah.
It.
We've listen, right. I've watched this guy, right? Yeah, and he attaches electrodes to organic matter, life, mushrooms, trees, all of these. Things in nature, right? And he uses a piece of apparatus which is able to pick up on the sound waves and frequencies that these things generate. Mm. And I'll be honest with you, bro, it's one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard in my life. Yeah, it's like mushrooms can sing. Yeah, trees sing.
Yeah.
So when you say it's like the tree was screaming,
yeah,
I can buy that because you might consider it screaming, and what you hear once he connects those electrodes and things to that tree is a high-pitched squeal or whatever. But that's just the resonant frequency of that life form.
You might perceive it as
a scream. Well, how do you know it's torturing it?
Oh, I put a knife right into the bark.
Okay, and then, well, that fair play, yeah, right? But literally, if you were to just connect...
Find out which would...
If you connect those electrodes up and listen to the vibrations, then, yeah, you would get, like, a sound. But the idea that you could hurt it and you could get, like, a difference of a frequency because you've plunged a knife into it...
Yeah, probably have only got
that's quite extreme, but, like, you know... But I could buy it because, like, when they do these tests... And they connect, say, like one tree, or say mushrooms, for instance, right? If they connect one mushroom and then there's another mushroom over there, and they connect that mushroom, they can tell that they're connected by the root system
because they sing together, right?
Whereas, and I do believe that there probably is some sort of like frequency change. So that makes perfect sense, that.
Yeah, totally. And then they went back to the lab and did more tests on it, and it worked out that, like, if they fed it, you know, it would make a certain sound. If they'd stabbed it, it would make a certain sound.
Just don't feed it after midnight.
Yeah.
Don't get water on it.
I think they named it, like, you know, screen, because if you would have put that knife into anything else, it would have screamed. And it was hearing the sound, so they can't exactly, you know, they need a number or, you know, name each sound that's coming out going like, well, that's recognisable.
So what, they're going to try and have a conversation with a tree by threatening it with a knife?
Music for flowers and stuff like that is proven.
Well, we've talked about that, but again, that's just, again, that's frequencies.
Yeah, yeah, so, totally.
Although, you know, you might think that it's, you know, you're playing metal and your plant responds well to classical, yeah, it's the frequency, not necessarily the music itself. Yeah, it's the frequency it's being kind of bombarded by.
Yeah. So like talking to plants,
Talking to plants, it creates like a vibration of something that's kind of soothing, I suppose.
And carbon dioxide.
Yeah, that's another perk.
Giving them a bit of help there. So standing next to the fucker going, yeah, so my day was like...
Oh, totally. I do believe that, like, there's a lot to be kind of...
yeah, there's still a lot studied. Of science in that. And it's pretty new science as well. It's only been, like, in the last 6 or 7 years that we've worked out about the root system.
That we can get singing mushrooms. Yeah.
So it is still an early science, and I think we're going to be very surprised on what's going to turn up in the future about it.
Ooh.
That we've probably gone the wrong way. We always generally go the wrong route anyway, so it's like, bam.
I'm waiting for the first album.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, pity Top of the Pops ain't back on.
The Mushroom Band or whatever. Yeah, that'd be quite cool.
Have
you got anything else you want to talk about? I've got a couple more stories, but we are running out of time.
I've got a California man.
California.
This is just...
Knows how to party.
Excellent.
Go on.
Who has HIV... and cancer.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
And
wait a minute. You just said this is excellent. Come on. You've got to have a better ending to that.
Paul Edmondson.
Noel Edmonds.
No, Paul.
I thought you said Noel Edmondson.
No.
I was like, that's an unfortunate name. Go on.
But this Paul Edmondson, 5 years ago, got the devastated news that he got two of the worst things you could get, which was HIV and cancer. So there was a medical group who decided there's an experimental stuff here.
Sort of
if
a
we can
treatment.
Try, yeah, which is called AML. So he's tried it over the last 5 years, and the cancer is gone, and the HIV is nearly gone. And they believe within 2 years, when he has his, you know, checkups to make sure that, you know, it's not come back or anything like that, he'd be the first man ever to get rid of them two diseases.
Well
Within a short amount of time as well.
I think that definitely deserves a round of applause. Yeah. Fucking hell, that's how lucky are you?
Yeah, tell me about it. How lucky you had it in the first place, but how lucky you actually, the first person to actually get rid of both.
Scientific, going down in history.
Yeah,
that guy.
Oh yeah, totally.
It's like, hey, yeah, I beat the odds.
Yeah.
I come through the other side.
And
gonna have a party.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's wicked news.
And it's almost kind of like great that, well, not almost, but it is great that we're making these sort of strides in curing kind of these sort of illnesses, because they're fucking disgusting, and, you know, there's enough pain and sorrow been caused by him already, and let's get rid of it once and for all. That's what I say.
We've just got to get rid of the high costs of it now. You know what I mean? Because they're going to sell it to hospitals and stuff like that,
well,
and they're going to make a massive...
Do you know what, right? Again, I morally speaking, I think they're obliged to be giving it away for free.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it should be everybody who needs that.
Yeah.
Right? And everybody's affected by it.
Exactly.
Yeah? Including the people who work in pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So think about it, right? If you work in pharmaceuticals and you are in charge of medication being able to go out to people who need it, have you ever been affected by this shit, and why did you go into it in the first place? Because you wanted to help people, not suppress it from people. So thank you.
True.
Rant over. A Cambridge Academy professor had a daring escape.
A daring escape, what, from university?
Yeah, university academic who was trapped in a bathroom of a medieval tower.
Right.
For 7 hours, right, yeah, escaped using an eyeliner and a cotton bud. She went all MacGyver on her ass.
Hey, good girl.
Yeah, I mean, this is using your academic knowledge.
Yeah, that's true.
The highest order, I think. So the University of Cambridge academic Dr. What's she called? Christina. She resides in a former Queen's College room in a 16th century philosopher's building, I suppose. The historic tower has thick walls and wooden heavy doors and no windows in the bathroom. She was basically trapped in there 4 days. Yeah.
Four days.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was 7 hours.
Oh, she feared she'd be trapped for days. Right. Sorry. Yeah. But she was trapped for 7 hours. She believed that the latch on the heavy wooden door had been broken by the plumber working in the shower.
Oh, dodgy.
And she'd ended up getting trapped in the toilet. Yeah, right. I mean, how the fuck did she use an eyeliner to escape?
Could it be to try and...
To jimmy the lock?
Yeah, possible. It's old the old times locks, you know what I mean? They're not going to put a fucking brand new one.
She thought, boy, if people come looking for her, they're not going to check the bathrooms, or they would have. Would have had to wait till Monday over the weekend. She tried banging on the door, tried banging on the shower, tried to break it, tried to force it, shout through everything, couldn't get through. After multiple attempts, she called her childhood love. On her childhood love of fiction and problem solving. MacGyver. So she did MacGyver the shit out of it to get herself out. So she handpicked the lock with an eyeliner and a cotton earbud.
Clever
girl. The eyeliner was used to push down the latch, and she'd made a little hook out of the earbud. After 7 hours, she was able to unlock the door and save herself. And I bet when she walked out, she was so proud of herself, but no one actually gave a shit. Yeah,
I'm going to the newspaper straight away. I'm going to go to
the BBC with this one, because I'm actually impressed.
That's impressive, that.
Well, she got out using... it just goes to show you know, having little bits of crap in your pockets.
Sometimes it's worth having little stuff on you.
Yeah, do you know what? Maybe if you carried a lock-picking kit.
You can sell. You're not allowed. You're not allowed them.
Why not?
For them over.
Swiss Army knife.
Are you
actually not allowed a Swiss Army knife now, are you? I don't think.
Not if the blade's longer than 3 inches.
Oh, well, no, I think you're all right then. Yeah. But, I mean, it'd get you... It's better situation than an earbud, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's all
I'll say. Yeah, but she did it with an earbud, so, you know, you can do it.
Oh, no, I seen this woman who... I mean, the best one I've ever seen is there was a woman who was able to escape... handcuffs, during a court appearance.
All right, yeah.
Now, she wasn't just in handcuffs.
Right.
She was in handcuffs. Her hands were then placed in a Perspex box, They were locked down to a bracket in the box, so she couldn't move her hands.
Yeah.
And she was literally... had her hands through holes in this Perspex box and her locked within the box. Right. And she still managed to get loose and escape. Right, yeah. Now, when she was rearrested...
Like the stocks.
Yeah, basically like stocks, but within a Perspex box.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. And she still managed to escape. And when she was rearrested, they said, if you can show us how you did that, we will be more lenient on you. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, seriously.
And not on everyone else.
Right, and they... because at the end of the day...
They want to know.
They want to know. Yeah. And if it's going to stop more people escaping in the future...
They're going to design the next handcuff.
Exactly, right, That's exactly what they were going to do, right, yeah. So she basically demonstrated in the courtroom how she did it, and she basically did it with a hair clip, right, yeah, like a hairpin.
Yeah.
And that's all she had, right? She was able to...
Yeah, but I thought she shouldn't have had anything in her hand.
Exactly, but she was able to literally...
Sneak it in.
So right,
then
it's
the guard's fault.
Well, whatever the situation, she was able to... No, but she couldn't pick anything until she kind of freed herself a little,
Right.
So it was all kind of a synchronized little...
Way of doing it.
How she moved her hands and everything was just kind of like way impressive.
Yeah.
But you can find that on YouTube, actually. That video is available on YouTube. This is... I don't know where we're going with this, but basically it was like, they will use these things to kind of improve the next.
That's what they always do, isn't it?
People will escape from anything. I mean, she wants a MacGyver herself out of a locked toilet.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've seen way more impressive things, you know, that escapes than that.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Have you got any more news to talk about?
I've only got NASA now.
I have as well, to be honest. Well, that timed up right, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Have aliens escaped from Hangar 18?
No, please don't. No.
After a tornado, on Wednesday, February 28th, 2024, a tornado struck South Ohio, including Daytona. It hit Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
Where they keep them?
Yeah, right. And basically, nothing was spared, man. The place got torn apart, right? So
it's kind of good and it's kind of bad as well.
The damage was extensive, and obviously, like, it's led to speculation to wonder: was the damage that bad that aliens got out?
Hey, who knows? Started it off. You know what I mean? Right, this is my escape route.
That might have been the escape plan, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Bring his mates down, hide in the clouds.
Well, you know, amateur radio operators reported hearing chatter immediately after the storm, saying things are, saying they're out. 18 had been breached, and the greys are loose. Yeah. Hangar 18 apparently is where they do apparently have some large top secret stuff going on. It's been speculated since the famous incident at Roswell, New Mexico, that alien crafts, even actual alien beings, are being held in Hangar 18.
Certainly are.
Over at the elusive Area 51 in Nevada. Could they be? This is what they're saying. They're saying that they heard this on the chatter, saying the greys are out, the greys are loose.
So it's a bit like the moon landing.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? The 2 minutes where you're supposed to medical and you turn around and went, oh, well, they're looking at us right now. There's like seven ships and they're basically telling us to fuck off.
So basically, the person who's wrote this article says, I've tried to reach out to official sources, but they've either hung up the phone or tell me no comment. The situation is alarming. It's almost like, you know, they've...
Down there with my video camera.
These aliens have escaped.
See, it's a shame that they weren't like, you know, a couple of thousand of ufologists there and like, steam it. Yeah, get in there quick before, you know, take much photos as you can and then we'll go.
That's crazy. Yeah, I hope
that's
they
what
have.
You get for hiding.
I hope they have escaped, to be honest, because they've been kept there for far too long.
Yes. Freedom to the people.
Freedom to the aliens is what I say. Power to the aliens, Ray. Right, okay. What's your NASA news, dude?
Oh, yeah. Tragedy. So, the first US moon landing in 50 years finally give up on lunar surface.
Why? What happened?
Odyssey landed, and when it landed, which was this year, I think it was the 22nd of February.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was basically, it kind of got stuck, didn't it?
No, it got worse than that. It broke a leg and fell over. And we've lost contact with it.
Well, that's what they say. It got stuck. And then they basically said, oh, we lost battery. I think this was the same thing. Because they were saying they lost battery. But then it was all right. Because at some point it'll recharge. And they'd be able to get some, at least back in touch with it. So is this what they've done? They've got in touch with it now and they've realised it's got a broken leg?
No, they can't. Basically they've had a little touchback and it's basically told them that as soon as it landed, one of the legs didn't work and it folded and it basically collapsed on its side. So with that, it can't get any electricity basically from the sun. So with no power to charge it.
Basically,
we're throwing more shit out there so the aliens can go, oh, right, there's another problem we've got with these Earthlings.
Well, talking about shit in space, the International Space Station. Hooray.
Oh, yeah?
It's got a leak.
Oh, it's not poo, is it?
It's leaking. It was reported. We reported about the leak a while ago, but the leak is growing. Yeah. Oh. But they're saying it poses no problems, no threat to the crew.
At the moment.
I mean, you get a big leak. I mean, what are you going
to
do?
Well, they were supposed to be getting rid of it 2010, 12, I think it was. They were supposed to be selling it off.
For scrap?
basically to get another one up there.
You got the intergalactic Steptoe and Son coming in, going coming scrap Dragon Bone.
But don't forget, it is old.
Space Station.
It is old now, and it needs
you want to see what
revamp.
We did with the Sputnik? We scrapped that.
Yeah,
we reclaimed it. It's all good.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I mean, like, yeah, scrap it, build a new one by all means. Yeah, right. Or just add to it.
Well, there is plans for a new station, but they don't know how to plan it together.
You heard about the International Space Station in terms of, like, there was a video footage going around recently about an astronaut fucking up, basically saying NASA have fucked up again. They've released a bit of footage that kind of contradicts science, right? Yeah. And this is an astronaut who took a GoPro on a spacewalk, right?
Okay.
Yeah? Interesting, you know, there's no sound in space, there's no atmosphere, there's no particles.
No.
So you would not expect sound. But this video clearly has clicks, bangs, whatever, right? Yeah. People have jumped into conclusions, saying, oh, NASA are up to their old tricks again and all the rest of it. But from a sound engineering perspective, I can explain this, right, yeah. You're taking a GoPro into space, right? The device itself has a built-in camera, right, yeah. So if the clip that the astronaut's tethering himself to the ship with happens to hit the camera, then the camera mic will pick that up because it's interacting with the particles of the camera. It's the particles of the clip and the particles of the camera are interacting, and the same as your jawbone, or, you know, you can get those headphones that you can place on your jaw and hear perfectly in your ear because of vibrations. That is exactly why you could hear those sounds. But if you notice in the video, when he hits the clip of his tether on the ship, there's no sound.
Right, because what I was going to say, because is it it's not right next to the GoPro?
It's not that it's not right next to it. It's the fact that when that clip hits the GoPro, it's the particles of the clip are interacting with the particles of the camera, creating vibrations and sound. When the camera's detached from the noise and there's nothing interacting with those particles, and that clip hits the ship, you hear nothing, because though that clip, the bang, is those vibrations aren't interacting with the camera itself, right?
Yes,
and the microphone itself, right? So therefore, it isn't that there was sound in space. Imagine having a microphone or on your jacket. You're in an interview and you keep fiddling with it.
Yeah.
What are you going to hear on the microphone? You're going to hear rustling and crackling. But if I kind of went over to the other side of the room and started kind of like rustling my jacket and left the mic over the other side of the room, you probably wouldn't hear that.
Because you've got really excellent hearing.
Mic or whatever, right? But like I say, there's atmosphere and that sound's interacting with the particles in the air, right? So that's why you might be able to hear it over the other side of the room. But in space, that void, there's nothing there for that sound to interact with.
No.
So therefore, you wouldn't pick it up on the mic. And that's why, if you listen to that video, there is sound on the GoPro, but there's no sound on the ship. Debunked. Next.
Next one. Yeah,
right, okay. Well, there you go. There's all our NASA news for this week.
Yeah.
I think that was a long news as well.
Yeah,
I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed podcast, and I think you'll appreciate it. If you've stuck around to the very end, we love you.
We do.
You're the best.
Yeah, you're great.
Do you know, have I ever told you how great you are?
Yeah.
Let me just take
beautiful
a moment.
People.
What?
Beautiful people.
I think you're beautiful people as well.
Yeah.
We're all beautiful people.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. It's been quite a varied show tonight. We've talked about aliens and everything. Willy Wonka.
Weather.
Yeah, all sorts.
Yeah.
Well, if you've enjoyed it, please do come back for next week's episode. We will be back. Well, we're not back next week, are we? Oh, we might be.
We might be back next week,
We might be, but a bit delayed. We don't know yet. We've not decided our schedule. But that doesn't mean we're not going to be back at all. We always will be.
You don't hear us next week. You'll hear us definitely the week after.
So, but we do have over 300 episodes of back catalogue to listen to. So if you do get bored, there's always that.
Yeah,
you know, go and treat yourself to an old classic adventure.
Yeah.
With us. There's plenty to choose from.
Definitely.
All, we do live streams as well on TikTok, plus extra content, subscription content, on Spotify. We're available on YouTube. We've got, we're on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio.
Yeah.
Wherever you get your podcasts from, please like and subscribe, leave a comment, tell your friends, tell your mum, postman, milkman, whoever.
Your neighbour.
Your teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Local Bobby.
Don't tell the DSS.
Yeah, no.
I'm only messing.
Tax man.
Don't tell the tax man. Yeah, yeah. And we'll be back. Anyway. We'll be back next time. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and we'll see you soon. I've been Gaz.
I've been Taylor.
Peace.
Out of space.